practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this, the 13th day of October 2019, with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Day, to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. We're going to begin the program today with a very familiar song, a glorious song, a song for which the message is that which we are all very thankful. It's entitled, "We've Heard the Joyful Sound, Jesus Saves, Jesus Saves."
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves, Herschel Keeper Jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Let the nations now rejoice,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves, this our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Well, that is true, that Jesus saves, and of course to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And I trust that this Sunday morning you can say without a doubt that you are saved because Jesus Christ is your Savior and you have trusted Him alone to give you the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. If you've never done that, if you've never trusted Christ, if you've never been born again, I would encourage you right there, right now, right by this radio, that you pause and say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if that's your prayer and you're sincere about it, He will save you. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today. What a joy we have here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona to be able to bring you this program every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station. And we give God the honor and the glory for the ability to be able to do it. And keep in mind that the purpose of this program is to prepare your heart to go to church today and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I trust that you'll do that. If you don't have a church to attend and you live in the Altoona area, I would invite you to visit us here, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock tonight. And we have something for every age. In the Sunday school, we have classes for all ages, and in the worship services, we even have junior church for the young ones. And so I would encourage you to come on out and bring your entire family. And then on Wednesday night, we have our midweek service. It begins at 6:30 for the children and youth, and then at 7 o'clock is our time when we gather as adults to pray and study the Bible. Dr. Chris Davis is teaching us all about heaven on Wednesday nights. It's been a great study, and I would invite you to come on out and join us if you don't have another church to go to. But certainly our greatest desire is that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and that you call upon Him and ask Him to save you. Now, I would also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That is www.fbcaltoona.org. And there you can find all sorts of things about our ministry, who we are, what we believe, things that we do, the missionaries that we support, our various services, and, well, everything practically that you want to know about our church is there at that website. It's www.fbcaltoona.org. There's even the opportunity at that website for you to send us a prayer request. And when we receive prayer requests, we do take them before God's throne of grace. So don't ever hesitate to share those requests with us. In fact, you can call those prayer requests in. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can call it in right now. This time in the morning, there's no one in the office, but we do have an answering machine, voicemail, as it were. And so you can call in your prayer request, leave it there, and we will hear it later on today, and we will take your prayer request to God's throne of grace. It truly is a delight to have you there by the radio. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for this another day that you've given us. It is a day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, I thank you for each one of those individuals who are listening today. Different people are doing different things. Some maybe are just getting up out of bed. Some are having their breakfast. Some may be on their way to church. Some may be doing chores around the house or whatever the case. But Father, you know the spiritual need of each individual under the sound of my voice this moment. And I pray that you will take this program and minister to them. To those who do not know Christ, it's my prayer, Lord, that today will be the day in which they will come to know Him, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. And then for those who do know Christ, it is my prayer that today will be the day in which they will be encouraged and strengthened and grow in you and be prepared to worship you today, along with other believers in a good, solid Bible church, that they might be able to exalt you, that they might be able to be edified, and that they might be able to be a blessing to others. But Father, I pray that you'll take this program and use it for your glory to fulfill your intended purpose, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Another tremendous old hymn of the faith is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Let's listen to it. Thank you.
descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and
from the Spiritual Bread Box, we turn to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. The Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, where the Word of God says, "But what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is, the Word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. From the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "Be Certain of Your Salvation," let's listen to another old hymn of the faith, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for us. Light of His glory and grace.
Can you say that you've turned your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and that you've experienced His salvation, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone? If you can say that you've done that, I rejoice along with you this morning. But if you cannot say that you've done that, or if you're not sure that you've done that, then it is my prayer that you'll listen very carefully to the message that I have to deliver to you today. It's taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, where we find the Apostle Paul says this, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." And basically what the Apostle Paul was saying is make sure that you are saved. And so I ask you again this morning, are you saved? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Now I realize that many of you probably have never gone to a church in your life. Some of you have gone to church maybe a few times. Some of you go to church every Sunday. But going to church doesn't make you a Christian. I believe that there are many churches that have a lot of people in them who have never yet been saved. They've never yet been born again. My granddad was a pastor, and he used to say that if the rapture would happen on the Sunday morning, many churches wouldn't even know it, simply because of the fact that there are so many people in good, solid, Bible-believing churches who are religious, but they're not saved, and they're lost. Yes, many people in churches think that they are saved, but they are not saved. I could give you many illustrations of that over my 45-plus years of ministry, of people who thought they were saved and were not. I recall a couple in the first church that I pastored. They were charter members of that church, had gone to it for many years, were involved in many different capacities. But on one Sunday night after the evening service, they both came to the recognition that they had not trusted Christ as Savior. And so in their living room, after a Sunday evening service, the both of them trusted Christ and were saved. What a shock it was to other people who had known them for many years. But you see, they thought they were saved. Others thought that they were saved, but they were not saved. They had not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Could that be you? This particular verse that we have before us, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, is a verse that challenges every one of us to take a look at ourselves and make sure we are saved. And keep in mind, the Apostle Paul gives this verse not to the heathens out in the countryside somewhere. No, this verse was written to a church, the church at Corinth. And he was basically saying to all those who were in that church, examine yourselves, prove yourselves, know your own selves, make sure you are saved, except you be reprobates. Now that word reprobate is an interesting word. It means to be put to the test and found wanting, found lacking. In other words, it means to examine yourself. And if you find that through that examination that you're not saved, then it's time to come to Christ. So I ask you again today, are you saved? Are you born again? Not are you religious? Not are you a church member? Are you saved? Are you born again? Look at the three things that Paul says to the church at Corinth. First of all, he says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Take a good look at yourself to make sure that you are in the faith. You say, Pastor Gary, how do I do that? Well, first of all, have you realized that you are a born sinner? The Bible tells us that we've all been born in sin. We are born and we are dead in our trespasses and sins. That is the fact that sin has been placed in our account through Adam and Eve's sin. And then sin has been handed down to us by our ancestors from generation to generation to the point that we are born sinners. Have you realized that? Well, if you have you realized that Jesus Christ is the only Savior? Salvation isn't in the church. Salvation is not in religion. But salvation is in Jesus Christ, as it says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, that there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. For Jesus is the only way and the only truth and the only life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then, have you trusted Christ alone to save you? Perhaps you've realized that you are a born sinner. Perhaps you've realized that Jesus is the only Savior, but maybe you've not yet trusted Christ to save you. Examine yourself. Make sure that you're in the faith. Have you asked Jesus Christ to save you? If not, do it now. Make certain of your salvation. Then he goes on and he says, prove yourself. Notice again 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. In other words, take a good look at yourself and prove to yourself that you're saved. You say, how do I do that? Well, number one, have you seen a change in your life? You say you are a Christian. Well, do you live like a Christian? The Bible says when we come to Christ, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. For a person to say that they're Christian and still live out in the ways of the world and still see that sin is regular in their life and still see that their lifestyle is a godless lifestyle, then that's an indication that that person's not saved. What about you? Have you seen a change in your life? Secondly, do you see spiritual fruit in your life? In other words, you say that you're a Christian. Well, do you see things taking place in your life that proves to you and to others that you are a Christian? Like you love to pray, you love to study the Word of God, you love to witness, you love to give to the work of the Lord. In other words, you just have a lot of fruit coming out from you because you're a Christian. If not, then you've probably not yet been saved. Do you have the sense of the Holy Spirit in your life? You know, the Bible teaches us that when we are saved, the Holy Spirit takes up His residency in our lives, and He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do you have that witness? Do you know without a doubt, because of the change that you've seen in your life, because of the spiritual fruit that you have in your life, because of the sense of the Holy Spirit that you have in your life, that you're saved? If you don't have that proof, trust Christ as Savior. And then Paul says, know yourself. Again, 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Take a good look at yourself. Do you know that you have the assurance of your salvation? A little bit ago, we listened to that great old hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Do you have that assurance? Do you know that if you would have died last night, that you would be in heaven right now? Or do you doubt that? Do you know that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate? That is, except that you have found that Jesus is not in you, that you're not saved, that you're not born again. Now, I can hear somebody say, Pastor Gary, why are you talking to me? I'm a church member. I'm a deacon. I'm a pastor. I'm a Sunday school teacher. Whatever the case may be. Well, that could very well be. But you know, Jesus died for you, and maybe you've not yet trusted Him. I remember a number of years ago when I was preaching a revival down in Richmond, Virginia, that on the final service of that meeting, when I gave the invitation, the pastor came forward, and I figured that he came forward to receive the people who came to the invitation or responded to the invitation. So I went ahead and gave the invitation, and after it was over, the pastor stood up and said, "Now, I suppose you folks thought that I came forward to counsel those who've come to trust Christ. Well, the fact is, I've never yet been saved until this morning." Now, there was a pastor friend who was in ministry for 30 years, and he had never trusted Christ. What about you? Maybe you are basing your salvation on good works. Maybe you're basing your salvation on baptism. Maybe you're basing your salvation on the fact that you're a church member. I do not know. But examine yourself. Prove your own self. Know not your own self, that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. You know, it was for you that Jesus died. He suffered and bled and died on the cross that through faith in him, you might have eternal life. So if you've not yet trusted Christ, right there by the radio, call upon the name of the Lord, ask him to save you, and he will. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Until I greet you once again by Wave Radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.